Information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Douglas County Master Gardeners Native Plant Sale, Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Over 10,000 plants native to this area and grown locally. Details at dgemgks.org.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It's 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. It's going to happen at 3:30. At 3:36, a look at the Texas Senate primary runoff for Republicans. President endorsed State Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's had quite a bit of legal trouble over longtime incumbent Senator John Cornyn. How is that working out? We'll talk about that. Plus, an examination of what AI can do in the lab regarding experiments. Those stories and more still to come. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 60 degrees, mostly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon with highs in the mid-80s, mostly cloudy tomorrow night, slight chance of showers and storms, and a low in the mid-60s.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Quick reminder, we have an app, KPR app. Access it anywhere, anytime. Get a hold of your favorite KPR programs like Prairie Journal and This American Life. You can download the app for free. More information at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for the very latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Sally's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at MySallysOnline.com.
News headlines are up next, just about 35 seconds away. It's 81 degrees in Topeka and 82 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
...were killed. While several other children were seriously injured, they're said to be in stable condition in hospital. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Well, stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. President Donald Trump has endorsed Senate President Ty Masterson in the crowded Republican field for Kansas governor. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga has more.
In a social media post, Trump said Masterson is a, quote, fantastic candidate for Kansas governor. Trump won Kansas in 2016, 2020, and 2024. The endorsement could help differentiate Masterson in a packed race. The field also includes Secretary of State Scott Schwab, Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt, former Governor Jeff Collier, and more. The primary election is August 4th. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
Most Kansas college students will likely see higher costs starting in the fall, as five of the six state universities are planning to raise tuition. Daniel Caudill reports.
The Kansas Board of Regents recently got its first look at each university's proposed tuition rates for next school year. Proposed increases range from 3.5% at Pittsburgh State to nearly 6% at Fort Hays State. Tuition at Fort Hays State remains significantly lower than others in Kansas. University leaders say tuition hikes will help make up for inflation and decreases in state funding. Emporia State does not plan to increase tuition. Regents are expected to vote on the proposals at their next meeting in June. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle.
A panel of Kansas legislative leaders today extended an emergency declaration as state officials continue to monitor three people who were exposed to a deadly strain of hantavirus. Governor Laura Kelly's office requested the extension until June 7th, which is when the three people can stop monitoring for symptoms. Kelly's chief of staff, Will Lawrence, said the exposed individuals were on a plane near someone with a confirmed hantavirus case. They are voluntarily isolating at home and have not shown symptoms. Lawrence said the emergency declaration will be key if they do develop the virus.
But if things change, if we need to transport them, or anything like that, we need to have the declaration in place just so we can move quickly.
Republican Senator Tim Schallenberger cast the only vote against the extension. He questioned the need for an emergency declaration since none of the people have yet developed hantavirus. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
Support.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on KPR. Matthew Algio will have your local news. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, lots of other non-Lawrence frequencies too, all listed for you at our Kansas Public Radio website, KansasPublicRadio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado. Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at KansasBookFestival.com.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. Coming up at 4:01, we will have an update of news headlines. Then at 4:06, HIV and AIDS cases were on the decline in one South African township, but that is a thing of the past.
Now that we don't have funding, the number is going up.
More on how the gutting of U.S. foreign aid has affected the life-saving work of one community health organization. Plus, you may not have heard, but the Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. Stay tuned. We'll tell you more.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is LLC. From Amazon Business, committed to smart business buying, where AI tools have the goal of optimizing the purchasing experience, paired with delivery options. Dedicated to empowering teams. More at AmazonBusiness.com. And from Imaginable Futures.
Texans decide whether they want incumbent John Cornyn or the Trump-backed Ken Paxton as a Republican nominee for the Senate. Hear the results tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Stop by for however long you want. However long you need, 5 to 9 a.m. Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 79 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 87 in Abilene. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. We have many other frequencies all around the state. You can listen to us streaming them online at kansaspublicradio.org or see a complete listing with all of their frequency designations. Again, that web address, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small town paths to wide open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
No matter how you get your news of the day, whether it's in your car, at the office, at your home, or on the go, it's your support ensuring that KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up in its commitment to serve its listeners because you matter. You can make a difference by donating now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, we will take a closer look at the race for U.S. Senator from Maine. Graham Plattner, Susan Collins, likely to be the nominees. And then coming up at 4:45, Republicans have been talking up health care midterm election campaigns. But the $50 billion federal fund for rural health care that President Trump's been talking about so much won't actually reopen hospitals. Why? We're going to take a look at that question coming up here on KPR. It's 4:20.
Paxton, who was endorsed by President Trump last week. The winner faces off against Democratic nominee James Tallarico in the fall. So who do Texans see as the future of the Republican Party? Hear the results tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in to KPR. We are just about 40 seconds away from our next update of news headlines. Stay tuned. Lows around 60 tonight, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. It's 4:30.
Go get it.
There it says the group plans to negotiate pay and work conditions with platforms like Lyft and Uber in the near future.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A panel of Kansas legislative leaders today extended an emergency declaration as state officials continue to monitor three people exposed to a deadly strain of hantavirus. Governor Laura Kelly's office requested the extension until June 7th, which is when the three people can stop monitoring for symptoms. Kelly's chief of staff, Will Lawrence, said the exposed individuals were on a plane near someone with a confirmed hantavirus case. They're voluntarily isolating at home and have not shown any symptoms. Lawrence said the emergency declaration will be key if they do end up developing the virus.
But if things change, if we need to transport them, or anything like that, we need to have the declaration in place just so we can move quickly.
Republican Senator Tim Schallenberger cast the only vote against the extension. He questioned the need for an emergency declaration since none of the people have developed hantavirus. Most Johnson County cities are opting out of a Kansas law allowing nearly round-the-clock alcohol sales during the World Cup. Kate Mays with the Johnson County Post reports.
The Olathe City Council voted 7-0 to temporarily allow businesses to sell alcohol 23 hours a day this summer. But even in Olathe, many bars say they don't plan on staying open later than normal, expressing doubt that anyone would come in or that they'd be able to find staff. Merriam is the only other Johnson County city opting in. Leawood, Lenexa, Shawnee, and Gardner all voted against expanding hours. Prairie Village and Overland Park haven't voted on the measure, and neither city has the proposal on their upcoming agendas. Gardner City Council President Mark Baldwin said that extended alcohol sales wouldn't benefit the community. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
And speaking of the World Cup, with preparations well underway at multiple sites, the Kansas City organizers for this year's FIFA World Cup say they are in, quote, operational mode now. Greg Eklund has more from the organizers' headquarters in Kansas City.
Pam Kramer, the head of the Kansas City Organizing Committee, says that citizens from 125 different countries have registered for the fan festival at the World War I Memorial in Kansas City. With team arrivals, including World Cup defending champion Argentina, anticipated for as early as next week, Kramer says Kansas City has already surpassed the doubters who questioned whether or not this area could pull it off.
When you have the reigning world champions starting their defense with the most popular player in the world in Kansas City, that makes believers out of people, right?
The Algerian team will use Lawrence as its base camp, one of four countries to train in this area, more than any other World Cup host city. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60, chance of rain tomorrow afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. It's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear it on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. every weekday. Tomorrow's a weekday. Join us 5 to 9 tomorrow morning for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01, then at 5:06, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, is continuing to express optimism about a deal for ending the war with Iran.
I think there's strong alignment and agreement on what a preliminary draft should look like.
Of course, those comments come after new U.S. airstrikes against Iran. Stay tuned. We'll try and get to the bottom of it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
79 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Emporia, 87 in Abilene, and 81 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 5, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Amazon Business, committed to smart business buying, where AI-driven tools have the goal of simplifying complex processes so customers can focus on what matters most. More at amazonbusiness.com. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Texans decide whether they want incumbent John Cornyn or the Trump-backed Ken Paxton as a Republican nominee for the Senate. Hear the results tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 82 degrees in Topeka. The time is 5 o'clock.
Of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30, at 5:36, an overview of the big runoff going on down in Texas, Republican primary, who's going to be running for Senate. We already know the Democratic candidate, James Tallarico, waiting on the Republican primary, which is happening today, and we'll tell you what we know thus far. Then we're going to talk about AI use in the lab. Specifically, finding out if robots could help free up some time for researchers. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Counselors are available around the clock for anyone in a mental or an emotional crisis at kansas988.org.
Partly cloudy skies are in the forecast and a low around 60 degrees tomorrow. Mostly sunny. We do have a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in mid-80s. Slight chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the mid-60s. And a 50% chance of rain with a chance of thunderstorms on Thursday. We're expecting a high in the mid-80s.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library June 10th at 6 p.m.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan, 83 in Emporia. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, and the time is 5:20.
The winner faces off against Democratic nominee James Tallarico in the fall. So who do Texans see as the future of the Republican Party? Hear the results on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Plenty of time to get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street. May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
We'll be able to register for the lottery each day. For NPR News, I'm Ben Fuhrheard in New York City.
Well, stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gained more than 300 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Most Kansas college students will likely see higher costs starting in the fall, as five of the six state universities are planning to raise tuition. Daniel Caudill reports.
The Kansas Board of Regents recently got its first look at each university's proposed tuition rates for next school year. Proposed increases range from 3.5% at Pittsburgh State to nearly 6% at Fort Hays State. Tuition at Fort Hays State remains significantly lower than others in Kansas. University leaders say tuition hikes will help make up for inflation and decreases in state funding. Emporia State does not plan to increase tuition. Regents are expected to vote on the proposals at their next meeting in June. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
A panel of Kansas legislative leaders today extended an emergency declaration as state officials continue to monitor three people who were exposed to a deadly strain of hantavirus. Governor Laura Kelly's office requested the extension until June 7th, which is when the three people can stop monitoring for symptoms. Kelly's chief of staff, Will Lawrence, said the exposed individuals were on a plane near someone with a confirmed hantavirus case. They are voluntarily isolating at home and have not shown symptoms. Lawrence said the emergency declaration will be key if those people do develop the virus.
But if things change, if we need to transport them or anything like that, we need to have the declaration in place just so we can move quickly.
Republican Senator Tim Schallenberger cast the only vote against the extension. He questioned the need for an emergency declaration since none of the people have yet developed hantavirus. Most Johnson County cities are opting out of a Kansas law that allows nearly round-the-clock alcohol sales during the World Cup. Kate Mays reports for the Johnson County Post.
The Olathe City Council voted 7-0 to temporarily allow businesses to sell alcohol 23 hours a day this summer. But even in Olathe, many bars say they don't plan on staying open later than normal, expressing doubt that anyone would come in or that they'd be able to find staff. Merriam is the only other Johnson County city opting in. Leawood, Lenexa, Shawnee, and Gardner all voted against expanding hours. Prairie Village and Overland Park haven't voted on the measure, and neither city has the proposal on their upcoming agendas. Gardner City Council President Mark Baldwin said that extended alcohol sales wouldn't benefit the community. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight, a low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow back up into the mid-80s. For tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and storms with a low in the mid-60s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:35.
It's all things considered. Issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 and Lawrence 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we'll get you a fresh update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, we continue with our series on community health programs in South Africa. Today, we're going to learn about community care workers who are losing their jobs because of cuts to USAID and problems with PEPFAR. We'll talk about it. Plus, the New York Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. I know. I couldn't believe it either. Anyway, we're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-80s.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
It's 10 minutes before 6. This is Kansas Public Radio.
For the Senate. Hear the results tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.